the already uncertain 9th District congressional race in North Carolina has been thrown into more turmoil. A 3-judge panel called for the immediate dissolution of the State Board of Elections as of noon today. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The 9th congressional district race has been in limbo for a month, with no winner between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready. Starting Thursday night, the race was jumbled even further. A 3-judge panel criticized the State Board of Elections' decision to postpone a hearing in the case from December 21st to January 11th and ordered the board to dissolve. Those judges had previously said the current makeup of the board is unconstitutional. Harris seized on that news Friday morning, telling WBT Radio that he should be immediately certified as the winner in the 9th District.
There's got to be relief found, whether that's through state court, federal court, or wherever. Something's going to have to give here.
That didn't happen. The chair of the Board of Elections, Democrat Joshua Malcolm, sent Harris's attorney a letter saying the board would not call an emergency meeting and noted that the Harris campaign declined investigators' attempts to interview him. Malcolm also wrote that the Harris campaign has not fully responded to a subpoena, producing only 398 pages out of an estimated 140,000 documents. On WBT, he questioned why the State Board of Elections and federal prosecutors didn't do more after elections investigators found evidence that Bladen County political operative McRae Dallas illegally harvested absentee mail ballots in the November 2016 election. Harris later hired Dallas in 2018.
Did they decide they would sit on this and they would wait and they would see, and that somehow if $11 million and Dan McCready couldn't beat Mark Harris, this would be an insurance policy?
Meanwhile, Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says he will create a 5-member elections board to act as a bridge until the newly created board convenes January 31st. That would presumably let the elections board hold its January 11th hearing as planned. But Republicans say they won't serve on the temporary board, and Republican State Senator Dan Bishop of Charlotte questions whether it's legal.
I believe it's very questionable. There's very little authority on the point.
The North Carolina Democratic Party Friday said Republicans are, quote, actively obstructing an investigation, all to steal the election. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.